going to Swift tonight?
Robert's starting with the same four that have been starting at the other spots.
How do you look today?
He looked good. He said it's not bothering him, and I think that, you know, he's got a chance to be loose, warming up, and he can get his minutes maybe early when he's still feeling good, and we'll see how it goes. And we got to get Nick in early, because still the thing we've talked about all year is to get Nick the minutes that we want to get him. We got to get him on the floor pretty quickly, but hopefully Robert being loose from warm-ups and we'll be feeling good to start the game, hopefully that'll get him off to a good start, and then we'll just see what he feels like. You know, right now there's a chance we're going to try and play him back-to-back, which we really hadn't contemplated doing, but if he's feeling good and his minutes get stretched out, then probably, you know, makes it less likely that we'll go tomorrow. So we're just kind of feeling our way, seeing what he feels like. If he feels good and he's playing well, maybe we stretch his minutes out, even if that means he can't go tomorrow night. If he's, you know, tightening up a little bit or not playing all that well, maybe we'll keep it down under 20 again and maybe look at possibly playing him some minutes tomorrow night.
Moving better over the last couple of days?
I don't know that I'd say that. I just think that he's feeling better, so he probably is. I can't say that I've noticed that, to be honest with you, but with him it's really more how do you feel. I mean, I ask him if he feels good. He's moving better than he moved whenever the heck the last practice we had in Seattle was. That day he wasn't moving very well at all, and he looked like he was laboring. So he's moved better, certainly moved better in the game in L.A., but I think, you know, it's a hard thing. I mean, he's learning about his body. When you're coming back from that kind of surgery, it's understanding whether it's pain or whether it's stiffness or soreness, and, you know, learning to play through it, and yet at the same time recognizing what kind of pain it is and whether that says something to Mike or to Dr. Zorn that, well, you know, it's not going well, or that's what you're supposed to have. Your muscles are just fatigued because you're coming back. And so, you know, that it's a learning process. So he and Mike and the doctors are, you know, constantly trying to work through that and figure out, you know, how much do we push him and how much do we, you know, say, wait a minute. It's you need to push him to get it stronger, to get in better condition to play minutes. But when you push him too far, you set the process back. So it's just it's just the nature of a rehab in general. But, you know, specifically the one he's got, that's a major rehab. So.
If he's in the starting lineup now, that does what to your rotation?
It just means we got to get Nick in there soon so we can get him his minutes. It means we'll play Jeff a little bit more at four early, and we'll slide, you know, not because of that, but we are sliding Delonte over and giving him more time.